A recent meeting of the Monroe County Opioid Task Force became heated when Gatestown Supervisor Mark Assini called for new leadership. Assini wants someone to assume the role of opioid drug czar. As WXXI's Evan Dawson reports, the contentious meeting has revealed a split in how local leaders believe the opioid crisis should be handled.
Last Friday, Gatestown Supervisor Mark Assini shook up the bi-monthly meeting of the local opioid task force. Assini railed against what he perceives as a lack of leadership and a losing fight against heroin. Jennifer Farringer chairs the task force and says it was like a bomb hit the room.
It was shocking. I have never seen anything like it, and it was out of line, and it was attacking all the blood, sweat, and tears every person in that room. And you could see tears in the eyes.
The task force includes members from law enforcement, treatment and recovery, the medical community, and more. Assini says he did not intend for members to be offended.
If they are, I am so deeply sorry. I know you care so very much, and I mean that sincerely. I was not intending to insult you, but when I sit in a meeting and I ask a question like, how many beds do we have and how many do we need to meet the need of the detox community right now? We need a lot of detox beds, and they say, we don't know. That's not the right answer.
Farringer says compiling data on available beds is complicated because there are multiple definitions and medical standards.
I don't believe it's the crux of the problem. It's not the focus of the task force. Our focus is to ensure immediate access. But I get the need to understand beds. So it's something we will have. It's not impossible.
Sheriff Todd Baxter believes that tracking open beds is vital to preventing relapse, and he says it's time to coordinate data.
We should know how many beds and we should know where those beds are. We should have a tracking board, just like we do with emergency rooms. We know who's red, we know who's green, so we don't take people to the wrong emergency room when they're full.
David Attridge is executive director of Recovery Now New York. He was at the Friday task force meeting when Assini went off.
I think the reaction was from some people is, great, let's talk about some action.
Attridge has driven patients all the way to Utica when he couldn't find available beds locally.
We don't have enough beds for detox. And I know they have a waiting list of over 100 people. To be able to take somebody, put them through detox, and then say, sorry, we don't have anywhere for you to go after that 7 days. You know, we have a lot of relapse, which is a waste of money, which is a waste of time, which is, you know, not doing anything for anybody.
So what might change that? Assini says there has to be a single leader in charge. And right now, there's not.
You need a general. You need somebody who is creating strategy, how to defeat a problem, in this case, the opioid crisis.
Sheriff Baxter agrees.
We need a drug opioid czar in this county to say, I'm in charge, and people can look to that person for resourcing, for command and control, for direction. But we need a quarterback. I mean, it's really that simple, or else we're going to be chasing our tail for a long, long time.
David Attridge says a drug czar could more quickly get information, like detox bed numbers and availability, and share it across agencies.
I think we needed somebody in that leadership role, a long time ago. It still infuriates me that the county waited until, you know, there's probably been over 300 deaths in the last 2 years to actually come out and say, oh, we got a problem.
Monroe County released a statement to WXXI News saying, quote, it's possible Supervisor Assini missed it, but last Wednesday, Monroe County unveiled a new opioid action plan designed to combat this nationwide crisis in our community. From prevention to treatment to law enforcement, the multi-part plan promotes a comprehensive approach, end quote. The county also touts the new Physicians Advisory Panel that will be convened by County Health Commissioner Dr. Michael Mendoza. But Supervisor Assini is not sold.
That's a well-meaning. They care very much, and I'm so grateful for all their help. But that is not a business plan. That is not a strategy.
Baxter supports the county's efforts, but believes an opioid czar could help pull it all together.
What's a plan? It's definitely a plan. There's actionable items. But again, who's in charge of that plan? Who's going to be held accountable if it doesn't get fulfilled?
WXXI News spoke to roughly a dozen members of the task force and found a split on whether a drug czar is needed. Jennifer Farringer says that a drug czar is an oversimplification of a complicated community problem.
I think it's not particularly effective. It could take the sole focus of we'll solve this problem by doing X, when in fact you need A, B, C, D, E, F, you need all of the partners.
She vows that, drug czar or not, the task force will remain focused and united. Evan Dawson, WXXI News.